You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Tuesday, which around here we like to call Camel Eve. But it is Tuesday right now, pouring down rain where we were. Actually, it just stopped, didn't it?
Like, just stopped.
As fast as it started, it just stopped. I mean, it was like the buckets were
That's
just like
Alabama for you.
Wait 10 minutes, it'll change. But yeah, I mean, anyway, nonetheless, still a beautiful green spring afternoon, Tuesday, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey, hey.
Have you eaten your maple bacon donut yet?
I have not eaten it yet.
The lovely Charlene brought us maple bacon donuts.
It's going to be eaten. Eaten.
You're delaying self-gratification. I'm going to tell you right now, my impulse control is not as good as yours. Mine's already gone. Maple bacon donuts and coffee, the official food of Right Side Radio. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. So at 3:15 p.m., our buddy Dale Jackson is going to call in. We got to talk about what's happening up in Huntsville with Space Command. This is starting to really tick me off. I mean, this is beyond just, well, you know, we're reluctant, but we're getting there. No, now the news reports are that Space Command, they're considering moving it all together purely on political reasons, only because Alabama is a pro-life state. You heard me. Abortion makes a difference, I guess, in the readiness of your military. It's absolutely asinine. It's jackassery, and we'll wind up getting around to that sound effect later. But in the meantime, Dale Jackson calling in around 3:15. We'll talk about it with him. And then there's a whole triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, Boom.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. Number one of the triple dipper, I'm calling it True Lies. That was actually one of the better Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, True Lies. This whole Durham report has come out. It is filled up with things that were called true that we now know were lies, and we now have the actual investigative evidence to indicate they were lies. It's amazing, but what does it mean to us? I mean, it's one thing to say, well, there's corruption. We knew it was corruption. We could see it. We could smell it. We knew what it was. It's another thing altogether to be able to prove it. And what does that really mean to us? We'll talk about that. Number one, triple dipper, true lies. Number two, I just called it limited on space. Well, Space Command, what the heck, man? At what point is someone going to just finally say, you're only doing this for partisan reasons? There's no way around it. You know. In fact, when you get down to it, Colorado is technically fourth in line, and yet they're the ones causing all the fuss. So yeah, true lies and then limited on space. That's number two in the triple dipper, followed by, you know the deal. Every once in a while, you got to have it. There's a whole lot of stuff out there. And so number three on the triple dipper, adventures in woke world. And so yeah, we're gonna have a good time with that. Like, have you seen what's happening with Sports Illustrated's new cover model? I'll save that one for later. Remember, adventures in woke world, sometimes it makes you laugh, sometimes it makes you roll your eyes, sometimes it makes you want to throw your radio across the room. But either way, we'll cover down on adventures in woke world, number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my opening, my monologue. And I'll tell you, there's a great deal in the news right now on the topic of operating with good intelligence. I mean, whether it be investigations, litigation, or battlefield operations, me personally, I've had some experience with intelligence, both good and bad. And I sometimes found myself even questioning the intelligence of those who brought me the intelligence. Sometimes you'll find that just because someone believes their intel is actionable, that it may in fact not be. You may also find there's going to be times when a given source that forms the basis for some form of intel, well, it must be further developed, exploited, corroborated before it can ever be actionable. Operating with bad intel is the underlying cause for bad things to happen. And undeveloped intel, well, that's nothing but a neat idea or an unproven theory. So battlefield intelligence, investigative leads, or discoverable evidence, whatever your profession calls it, You have to develop your leads into something that can legally, morally, and ethically stand up to scrutiny. Legally, morally, and ethically, but popularity is not one of the criteria. Well, yesterday, the story broke that the Durham report had finally been published. 300 pages and a secure annex that we have not been able to see because it's secure, that can be summed up by saying that the FBI investigators chose to chase something that was popular for them, something that fit their narrative, and by doing so, they chose to bypass every major rule within the FBI for developing good intelligence. I had an experience once, one of many really, in Baghdad. In my area of operations, it was one of the most difficult and most high visibility areas in the city. And my role as an attachment to an infantry battalion put me in near daily contact with civilians in the battle space. My team and I were constantly outside the wire developing relationships with Iraqi citizens in addition to true combat operations. It was called civil-military operations, meaning that I was supposed to know and be aware and interact with civilians and their issues as a means of facilitating our operations in the area. And as a result, sometimes I would stumble across some pretty good intel. On one particular day, an Iraqi man that I had gotten to know approached me, and he said very quietly, he had a, quote, friend who had come into a possession of a large amount of explosives. He said that they were mines, that he had taken them out of a warehouse to avoid having them fall into the wrong hands. Well, at face value, it sounded promising. My source was actually a trusted individual, but you never know, right? So I arranged to meet his friend, and in a very brief meeting with the help of my interpreter, I met this guy who was in his 40s, didn't all have the look like one of our insurgent militia members, and I told him we might be able to help him, but that it was not going to happen immediately. He needed to be vetted. Keep in mind that IEDs and VBIEDs, the explosives and car bombs, were beginning to be a major problem, and getting any explosive off the street was a great idea, but this was an intel source that needed actual development. So I next arranged for him to meet with my battalion intel officer, often known as an S2, at a small meeting room right near the gate of our FOB. He came in, he was searched, he sat down, the meeting went well, and we asked for proof. He would be rewarded, he was told, if he could corroborate his story. And the only way to get that level of confirmation was actual hard proof. So both sides had to sort of step into a position of trust but verify, right? He had to trust us that we weren't going to hose him. We had to trust him he wasn't going to blow us up. Well, a few days later, we set up a security perimeter in a big open area outside the FOB. Two squads of infantry kept everything on overwatch from about 50 yards away, while myself, the S2, and two EOD guys stood in the open area waiting. Right on time, an old Mercedes sedan pulled into the open area, and in typical Middle East fashion, the back windows had curtains and the bumper was almost dragging the ground. Now listen, a dragging bumper, by the way, had become one of the telltale signs of a car bomb, as suspensions were often weighed down by the bomb-making materials. Well, as he was slowly approaching, I made the comment to the guys I was with that this might turn out to be a really bad idea. He could have detonated right there in the middle of us, but nope. He got out, shook our hands, smiled, and while we all backed up a bit and kept him covered with our small arms, he walked to the back door and he opened it up to reveal stacks and stacks and stacks of anti-tank mines. God. Then he opened the trunk and there were more. I mean, these are the big mines, Soviet-made, each weighing close to 20 pounds with pressure plates and enough explosive material to disable the largest armored vehicles. EOD guy eased over there, looked in the car, and just whistled. Oh, yeah, he said, those are the real deal. And then we just started unloading them and removing all the pressure plates and stacking them in the middle or the back of the EOD's trailer. Well, over the course of the next several days, that guy made multiple trips back to the same spot, and when it was all said and done, he had turned in over 240 operational anti-tank mines. God, this was a really, really big deal. It was a lead, which turned into an investigation that developed the credibility of the source, that then led to another meeting that secured over 2 tons of high explosive that could have been used to kill U.S. troops and allies. But I'll tell you, I also saw the effects of bad intel sometimes, with raids on the wrong house or targets going dark before we got there. You see, it's so important to get it right. Now, truthfully, we can never let the quest for the perfect outweigh the ability to obtain the good. I get that. At some point, you do have to go with what you know. You can't afford to let actionable intel get stale because of hesitancy and indecision. That's all true. But the Durham report indicates that the FBI didn't just go with what they knew at the time. They went with what they could fabricate at the time. They relied upon so-called evidence that they knew was false in order to build out a narrative that they wanted. Rather than having a quest to get the truth, they instead had a quest to get the Trump. The American people deserve to know that the safety and well-being of the nation, the security of our very way of life, our best interests, are all being protected. We deserve to know that those entrusted with our security and the enforcement of our laws are not going to chase a narrative, a populist notion, but that they will instead seek to deter and apprehend true lawbreakers and subversives. The motto of the FBI? It's fidelity, bravery, integrity. And that motto was not upheld by those who sought to pursue their partisan aims during what became known as Operation Crossfire Hurricane. We deserve better than that. We expect better than that. We should demand better than that. Those days in Baghdad so many years ago, for me, the intelligence, it was borne out and it was to everyone's benefit. But the Durham report yesterday, not so much. It didn't even stand up for a few years. And heads need to roll. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I'm going to tell you, man, it's garbage intel. You can't say garbage in and expect not to get garbage out. And that's exactly what was happening. They were so into the idea of get Trump that they were forgetting that their job was actually to get truth. Well, somewhere along the way, some people need to stop getting high-paid jobs at CNN where they can go and laugh it all off. They need to find out that they've got some serious jail time coming up because they betrayed the American trust and they put us at risk by doing it. We'll talk about it more here in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. I have my microphone muted. I don't know what's going on. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. It's that maple bacon donut, man. I'm all sugared up.
That's twice.
I can't get a thing done. You're going to take over. I got the big sugar crash coming here in a minute, and I'm just going to have to fall out on the floor. Oh, hey, by the way, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And speaking of which, yesterday was madness.
Oh, yesterday's messages. We didn't even get through all of them yesterday because the text messages flooded at the end of the show because of the question and the free T-shirts.
Almost broke the system. Just almost broke it.
But good news is T-shirts went out today.
We had three winners.
For the three winners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, two of them actually were first-time texters too, weren't they?
They were.
You remember who they were?
We had Roberta from Coleman, Steve from Decatur, and Scott from Huntsville.
Sweet. Yeah, Roberta from Coleman, that was Operation Nacho Fast.
That's right. And Scott from Huntsville was Tequila Sunrise.
And then what was the last?
Chihuahua Don.
Chihuahua Don. That's right. Operation Chihuahua Don. Yeah, that was good times. Thank you all for participating. Something like close to 170 people participated in that. That was like, it was flooding our system, but that's just too much fun, man. And yeah, Boomer says that the T-shirts are already gone out. So, well, let's find another reason to give out T-shirts sometime soon. We will have to. Just speculating. Got several texts here. One of our brand new texters, Tammy from Green Hill. Tammy from Green Hill just texted in and says, I listen every time I'm driving. Your show is so enlightening and educational. Thank you, Tammy. So I love our amazing country. I love being free. I'm afraid the evil that has taken over our country and the devil has made his appearance and is influencing our youth and society. So I pray for help, and I believe that God will deliver. Thank you for your truthfulness, and thank you for your love for our country. Sincerely, Tammy from Green Hill. That was, what an awesome text that is. Man. Teresa from Town Creek just texted in, and all she says is, it's a great day to be alive. Yes, indeed, Teresa from Town Creek. Thank you so much.
Amen. I love it.
Can I get an amen? Mike from Eva just texted in and says, you mentioned jackassery immediately after you talked about Dale Jackson. Is that a Freudian slip? Come on, bro. You don't go down that road. But you know what? I did say the word jackassery. You didn't play the sound effect. So
I did not.
I'm pretty sure that's got to happen
too
now.
Too many buttons.
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is. John from Brownsboro said what I just said a moment ago. He said there's a term for that intel I was talking about. Garbage in, garbage out. Absolutely. John from Huntsville, one of our daily regular texters, says, I got to know the truth. Were all my answers so bad yesterday because you didn't read out of one of them? I'm like, no, I think we did.
Well, let me tell you this, John. If he did probably text a lot because I just saw them all. But every time you text, it goes to the top of our thread and we're reading from the bottom.
That's true.
So,
oh, I was seeing that because he texted in like 5 or 6 times.
Yes.
And it bumps
it
out of the
order. So that's
probably
why we didn't get to it, because it kept going to the top and we were
trying
to work our way up.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, John.
What do you think of that?
I'm going to get a C minus just from telling him that, probably.
Richard from Madison. He loves that line that I threw in my monologue there. He says, get the truth, get the Trump. That's a great line. He said, will the weaponized DOJ do anything about it? Probably not. In fact, what's interesting, and we'll talk about it in more detail here in a few minutes on the Triple Dipper, is that while Durham's report was scathing, that he did not recommend any additional punitive action to be taken in any way. But he did say, just follow your own procedures from now on, because all the people, I will say this, all of the people who were involved are now gone. So that's the point. They're all gone. The FBI could go after them, I guess, after the fact, and I think they should. I think Peter Strzok needs to get whacked. And I say that in the, not like whacked like an assassin, but whacked like, whacked legally. Tyler from Huntsville texted in and says, I'm sorry, that was about something else he was asking a question on, so I won't go into that. Paul says, Phil, now there's proof the FBI pursued a political agenda. Why have the FISA court judges not demanded justice? Well, stand by, man, because, I don't know for a fact that a court can take unilateral action. It's going to wind up having to be something brought to a court. I don't think a FISA court can just take action against someone. But I'll tell you what they'll do, though. I bet you the FISA court judges from here on are going to look at things with a whole lot more scrutiny. I think part of what happened was in the wake of the Patriot Act being filed and the FISA court being used for, so-called, national security issues, I think the FISA court got too comfortable. And I think, if anything, this has been a wake-up call. They can't just go, oh, you're the FBI, it must be true. And so to answer your question, Paul, I don't believe we're going to see the FISA court take any unilateral action, but I do believe what we're going to wind up seeing is the FISA court's going to scrutinize things a whole lot more. We've got a number of things. Where's what checks and balances? This is Dan from Madison saying, I'd like to hear Phil's opinion on the checks and balances in our government. I'm hearing proof of corruption everywhere, but will anyone ever get punished? Dan, stand by. Triple Dipper's coming up on that very topic, and we'll cover down. Do I think there's going to be a lot of punishment meted out? I don't. But what I do think is going to happen is you're going to see policies and procedures changed and things put back in place that should have been there in the first place. But I do believe there's a couple of people that could face some action, and I hope they do. Several more texts I didn't even get to. We got plenty of stuff on tap. First part of the Triple Dipper coming up right after this. Y'all stay tuned.